This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In Iraq, a new governing council holds its first formal meeting today and selects a leader. The 25 members of the council, presented yesterday during a ceremony in Baghdad, were selected by the U.S.-led occupation authority to help run Iraq until a new constitution can be written and national elections held. A council spokesman says its first task will be security and the resumption of services. Also yesterday, the U.S. launched a fourth offensive in central Iraq against Ba'ath Party loyalists blamed for the continuing attacks on American and British troops. In an attack today, one U.S. soldier was killed and six wounded. NPR's Kate Seeley is in Baghdad. What's the significance of the naming of this council?
Well, the council is being hailed as the first step toward democracy here in Iraq. It's an interim body, a step on the way to national elections. But there is now at least an Iraqi body to share some of the responsibilities of running this country, and that may help deflect some of the mounting criticism that the U.S. is merely an occupying force that doesn't want to share or hand over power. Also, the makeup of the council is significant. It's a diverse group reflecting Iraq's different religions and ethnicities, but Shia Muslims make up more than half the council, and that's unique because the Shia, who are in the majority here, were long persecuted under Saddam Hussein, but many now see a future where they may wield some real influence in the country.
How much power does this council have?
Well, the U.S. administrator here, Paul Bremer, has said the council will have real powers, and many council members at their inaugural meeting yesterday defended this point, noting that they'll get to nominate ministers and review budget policy. But the fact of the matter is, the Americans have the final say in everything here. They have veto power, and the Iraqis on this council are going to have a tough time convincing a skeptical public that they are more than just mere stooges of the United States. But the council did yesterday exercise its new powers for the first time. It banned several Ba'ath Party holidays and declared April 9th, the day that Baghdad fell to U.S. forces, a national holiday.
What about this new U.S. offensive called Operation Ivy Serpent?
Well, on Sunday, the military mounted its fourth major offensive here. This one in central Iraq is aimed at blunting potential attacks planned to coincide with former holidays of Saddam's Ba'ath Party. In fact, one of them is today, July 14th, commemorating the overthrow of the monarchy in 1958. But I should note that three previous major military operations yielded mixed results because, in fact, the attacks against American soldiers have continued.
Last week, American forces were withdrawn from the center of Fallujah. Is the U.S. trying to lower its profile in Iraq?
Well, I think the military is realizing that the less visible it is, the less likely its soldiers are to be targeted. Hence the decision in Fallujah, which has been a hotbed of U.S. resistance, to pull back and let Iraqi police patrol the city independently without U.S. soldiers. And this same thinking applies to the Iraqi Governing Council. The U.S. wants to put an Iraqi political face forward so that the U.S. is not always blamed for all of the country's woes. And what's interesting is that at yesterday's inaugural session of the council, Paul Bremer was present but did not speak. Instead, the U.N. representative here spoke and gave the council the U.N.'s stamp of approval.
NPR's Kate Seeley in Baghdad.